Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. It's great to be with you. It's great to continue to be with you. If you've been listening, I appreciate that. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Steve Martin is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, over 7 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. He's our profit pro. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. If you'll just listen to what Steve has to say, you will start putting more bucks on the bottom line, and your business will start doing better, I promise. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And you know, Steve, I was telling the audience that you've been working on focus. Lately, you've been working on focusing on five little letters broken up into two little words and the power of those five little letters as they're and the way they're used. And they're pretty handy words, and they're pretty common words, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Jim.
Well, tell us what they are.
Didn't want to keep you in suspense for too long, but the answer is yes and no.
Now, what does yes and no have to do with profitability?
Jim, one of the primary activities of any manager or business owner is to make decisions. And we are approached in this capacity constantly by people looking for decisions. And there are basically three answers that can be given, three general categories. One is yes, one is no, and the other is maybe. Well, we won't talk about maybe, or maybe we will, but let's consider yes and no.
You know, Steve, I used to work for some operators. Years past, I worked for Sears for many, many, many years ago for a number of years. And in any given year, we'd have a store manager who was a merchant and a store manager who was an operator. But the assistant manager was always an operator. And the way they saved money was to just always say no. and of course, the reason it worked all the time for them was because they knew me or somebody else was always asking them to spend money.
That's right.
So they would just say no, and they'd save a lot of money that way. But of course, in my mind, they also missed some opportunities.
Absolutely, that's the challenge of it.
So no isn't always the right thing, is it?
No is a very powerful word, Jim, and as you found out when you heard that answer to any request, it's very clear, it's very concise, and it's a very direct response. In fact, there's the old humor line that you hear out there when somebody's just responding to a no answer that they have. The old line is, well, what part of no
right.
don't you understand?
Well, and the thing is probably in those days, I mean, the managers were watching every penny. In fact, I was a division manager, and I'm talking, you know, way back in the early 70s, and we had to get permission just to make a long-distance call. Of course, back in those days, a long-distance call was relatively expensive. It wasn't like, you know, minutes, pennies a minute now, as it is now. But anyway, we had to make a phone call. We had to get permission to make a long-distance call to check on, to put an order in. And to me, as a merchant, that phone call, that $2 phone call, represented a possible $1,000 sale. But to that operator, it was a $2 phone call.
That's right. It was an expense, and they didn't consider the revenue side
right.
of the profit equation.
Right.
And that's just a perfect example of where giving no to no response to a question could really be hurting you in the long run.
Especially if it's kind of a default answer.
Yes. Yeah. I've been guilty of it in the past myself. I have to admit it, that the knee-jerk response when asked a question is no, because it's quite often the
Well, yeah, that's because you've raised teenagers before. Right?
And I think I survived.
Yeah, somehow. And the teenagers did too.
Yeah, that's the case.
but the thing is that we have to realize, I think it's important, and I appreciate you bringing this to the table, Steve, that we recognize that when we're really busy, when we're fighting the fires and the alligators and all the other challenges, metaphors that we can think of, and we're trying to run our business, and maybe not today, maybe we're not trying to be successful. Maybe today we're just trying to survive. Sometimes the use of these two little words can make a difference. And when we come back, Steve's going to help us use them more effectively and more productively and more profitably. Right after these messages, it's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Dan Fogelberg to take us out. It's 17 Till. There's Aretha Franklin for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and small business owners, that's all we want, isn't it? Just a little respect. We don't ask for much, do we? We just want a little respect. And one of the ways to get a little more respect sometimes is to just be successful. And the best way to be successful is to be profitable. And the best way to be profitable is to listen to the things that Steve Martin talks about on this show. And Steve's our good friend, and he's our guest this half hour. And that's what we're doing. We're talking about the impact that the use of two little words, five little letters, have on our profitability. The words are yes and no. And Steve, how do we use these two words to make sure that we have the maximum opportunity to be profitable?
Well, Jim, we've been talking more about no today because that's the more powerful word than yes. In fact, it's about 10 times more powerful because it carries so much weight with it.
In all aspects of life, isn't it?
Absolutely, personal as well as business.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things to consider when you're delivering the word no as a response to someone's question is that they can easily take that on as personal rejection. They can see it as a criticism of their idea and of them as an individual. So the challenge is to provide a response in a more appropriate way that will not criticize the individual, put them down. And one of the ways to do that, for example, is when given an idea by an employee, to say something like this: well, I appreciate the work you've done on this. How might we work together to make an even better decision? See, that invites the opportunity to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't give a yes. It falls into that kind of maybe category, but at least it compliments the person on the work that they've done and invites the opportunity to evaluate it further to come up with a better decision.
What about this, Steve? Just as a thought, and I'm trying to think about a way to encourage a discussion and to sort of establish your position as the gatekeeper of the profitability of the company. You got to be that, and let them know that if they want to spend money, if they want to bring a new idea, they're going to have the cornflakes together. What if you said no, but I'm going to give you 5 minutes to convince me that I'm wrong?
Well, that's an approach.
Something like that. I mean, what I'm saying is you can sort of have a little fun with it. You know, absolutely not. But I could be wrong, so you got 3 minutes to convince me.
Well, just consider that what you've done right off the bat is set the tone as negative and then try to swing it.
Okay, but all right. Well, I'm just trying to have a little fun here, Stephen.
Yeah, but you have a point, and that is that if people are accustomed to that as an approach, then they'll be prepared to do that.
Right. And they'll be prepared to defend themselves. And anyway, all right, so go ahead.
Evaluate the idea. And mm-hmm. That gives them the opportunity to then answer the question that you might put back to them is, have you fully considered the impact on profitability in terms of the loss, expense, mm-hmm. and revenue?
Mm-hmm.
And that brings it back to the bottom line. You know, just simply saying, you know, you've done an awful lot of work here on this, and then going on to saying, I'm not fully convinced, now can you give me the pros and cons on this?
Right. Just use the what we used to call the six interrogatives when we used to talk about indirective probing direct and indirect probing and selling. Use one of the six interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Absolutely. It shows that you're engaged in the individual and interested in what they have to say, and gives them a chance to further develop their idea, their proposal, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. And if you do that with them, if you do that with an employee, if you do it well, and if you do it with them the first time or two, after that, when they come back to you, they won't bring a half-baked idea, or it won't be as half-baked.
Exactly.
And they'll realize that the best way to get a no is to bring you something that isn't thought out, and that all the boss can see initially is the expense and not the opportunity.
Exactly. And what you do is teach them how to do a better evaluation on their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And you encourage them to continue to bring ideas to you, but in a more developed form. And that's where innovation lies. You know, you have to have all the people in your company, the intellectual capital, all the talent, working together in a safe environment to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't innovate, you're not going to change. And if you don't change, you're not going to improve your profitability. That's the bottom line on the
right.
whole situation. So by even saying no, or at least evaluating things in a more positive manner, more thoroughly, in a supportive environment, you have the opportunity to innovate.
Should we try to set aside a time and an environment where these kinds of things can be brought up, especially if it's more than just, you know, what do you think about going to lunch early today? You know, it's more than that. It's something that is going to wind up being, you know, part of the system, part of the way you operate, a new direction or whatever it might be. Maybe something fairly small, but maybe not small. Is it a good idea to set aside some time in an environment to talk about these things?
Yes, it is, Jim. And in fact, that's one of the methods I use in the creative problem-solving techniques, using simple tools such as brainstorming, where you bring a group of people together with the purpose of creating a safe environment for solving a problem or
right.
answering a question.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. We've got more yeses and nos and the power of those two words on your profitability to talk about right after these messages. We're going to be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
I'm nationwide.
Girl, I'm bad. We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. There's the Stones in the background. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and subscribe to my free newsletter and find out about some of the things that Steve Martin has deposited on our website. And he's one of our top management and profitability experts, and he's all over our website, archives and articles and lots of other things there. He's also has his own website. You can go directly to the source if you want to. Steve, give it to us, please.
www.profitpro.us.
And that's where they can find out more about your book, right?
Yes, Jim. They can find
approaches.
That there and tons of free material.
All right. We appreciate you making that available for my audience, Steve. And we're still talking about yes and no and the impact of using those two words with our employees. When does yes become part of the process?
When does yes become part of the process? When when it's the right decision to give. And obviously, when you want to encourage someone, it's a much more positive word than no.
The thing about it, though, is it's understandable, isn't it, Steve, when a small business owner has a default position of no, because, you know, you've got the vision. You're the one who's been here all this time. You've been down all these roads, and when somebody else comes in, they want to try something new. You've already tried that. It didn't work when you tried it. You know that it won't work, or at least you believe that it won't. And even if you were wrong about that, that's the memory that you have, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Jim. So you work from that memory.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I've seen a lot of managers, business owners that are in the position of saying yes and taking things for granted and just maintaining the status quo. You know, we've always done it this way, so yes, this is the way we're going to do it in the future. And in some cases, no is the better response to challenge that complacency
sometimes
and the status
quo. Sometimes no is right. I love what I heard a minister say one time. He said, you know, talking about God answering your prayers, he says, sometimes the answer is no.
That's exactly right. It may be the better answer. You know, think about it. When someone comes to you and says, well, I want to spend money on this, then you think about it and you say, well, no, we've always done it that way, but maybe there's a better way to do it. Let's see what we can find out.
What about this? What if you said somebody brings you an idea that you're not sure about or whatever, you're not clear that it's a good idea, and you say, and instead of my no responses that I gave earlier, you say, yes, I will give you 5 minutes to convince me that this is the right thing to do.
Sure. Give me the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Let's hear both sides of the equation. Sure.
Now, how does this direct, though? Tell us again how all this directly affects the bottom line.
Jim, to change what's going on in an organization, to innovate, you have to stop following the status quo. And that sometimes means saying no to what you've been doing. And when you do change, that allows you to change what's going on the bottom line.
But it also probably is going to cost you money. It should create opportunity, and somebody's got to decide which is the best way to go.
Absolutely. Which means making sure that you evaluate your ideas properly and don't take the answer for granted or the decision for granted, mm-hmm. one way or the other.
And this is why I still think, and you talked to us about this before in the past, it's important from time to time to have the creative process in an environment at a set time where you can talk these things out without the phone ringing, et cetera.
Safe environment makes a big difference in terms of being able to tap into the creative process.
Well, and that's the challenge for a small business especially, is to set aside those times.
Yes, Jim, that's absolutely correct.
But folks, I really encourage you to do that as much as you can. In my organization, it's hard to do that without the phones ringing. And it's hard not to answer the phones because it could be a customer wanting to give you some business. But
that's exactly right. The real bottom line, Jim, is to consider every response to every question in light of what the impact's going to be on the person who's answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to encourage them, you give a positive response, even if the answer is no.
Figure out how to say no positively if you have to.
That's right.
But maybe not too abruptly and not too offhandedly. Steve, thank you for being here. Good job today. Good as
My
always.
Pleasure, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. ProfitPro.us is his website. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.